This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Heaven's Greatest Hits is a tribute to those incredible artists we've loved and lost. And a part of the amazing list of performers is the ever-talented Jason Singh. Welcome to Joy, Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. We're so excited to have you here. Well, talking to
How you going?
Today.
So I'm so sorry I couldn't be live in the studio like I always am with you guys, but thank you so much for putting a call in. I'm just up in Queensland at the moment. It's lovely to speak to you again.
Well, rub it in. Thank you very much. But look, we're doing all right down in Melbourne today. We're actually at 23 degrees heading to 35.
Oh, well, I'm coming home in a few hours, so I look forward to that.
Excellent. Look, Jason, tell us all about the new show that you've got.
It's a fantastic new show, and I cannot wait to unleash it on everybody in November 15 and 16. It's sort of based on our last conversation when I came in and told you about my new album, Ballet. And, you know, I made a tribute album to all the artists that I've loved in my life that have passed away. Artists like Prince and George Michael, Michael Jackson, Whitney, Bowie, the list goes on and on and on. You know, all these people that, all these incredible artists that have sort of turned me into the artist that I am and the person that I am have all sort of left this, you know, and it was just a good time for me to make a record. And then I tried to figure out how to take that concept to the stage, and here we are with Heaven's Greatest Hits. I enlisted a few of my friends like Shannon Knoll, Andrew De Silva, Tim Watson, and on a few of the other shows I have Mark Gable from the Choir Boys, Dale Ryder, Ruffy Brown from Electric Mary. So it's a real gathering and a real celebration of what we've had and what we've lost and the legacy that they've left. So,
but Jason,
it's a really, really fun show.
As a performer, how important is it that we actually remember these greats that come before us?
Well, you know, like for me, I can tell you exactly where I was when I heard every one of these songs, you know. And for me, like, music's like a time machine, you know. Yeah. Like, when these songs come on, I can tell you where I was, you know, like when I heard them for the first time. So it's, you know, incredibly important in the person that I've become and the artist that I've become. So, and everyone has their own... You know, you remember where you were when you heard that Michael Jackson died. You remember where you were when you heard Prince died, and so on and so forth. So it's a way to sort of give back and make their legacy, like, sort of keep going.
Well, it is so true, because once we hear a song, it takes us back to a memory, whether it's our first kiss, our first dance. It's, you know, sometimes it's even a sad thing, and it's important.
True that, yeah. You know, every song on my album, Ballet, has a really poignant moment in my life. Like, for example, the song Man in the Mirror, which I recorded and put on the album, was the first time someone told me I was a good singer. And you know, I was really picked on and sort of unpopular at school.
I don't believe it. Not a rock god like
totally.
You.
Like, you know, everyone goes through those kinds of things, but... And I was singing Man in the Mirror at a bus stop when I was a kid, and I thought... I was by myself, and there was a friend of mine, Simon, who was, you know, an obviously gay young teen and copped a lot of flack at school for it.
Yeah.
He was standing behind the bus stop and poked his head around the corner and said, "You've got a really good voice. You should be a singer." And you know, for him to step out and going through a lot more hard times than I was and say that, was a real like a sliding doors moment in my life, and we're still friends to this day. And I always tell him, you know, you changed my life. You know, so every song on the record and in the show has a really big moment in my life, kind of like that. And you know, for example, the song Last Goodbye, my wife and I had our first kiss to that song, and it made it onto the record. So every song on there is a real big moment in my life. So.
Isn't that funny? Because that's your memory of that song, where mine is about one of my dogs dying. Aww. That was a song I was listening to coming home from the vet. And isn't it funny that we all, you know, a song can touch us in so many different ways, whether it's good. And I mean, it's a good memory now because I think about my dog, but at the time it actually makes me cry for years. Yeah.
And that's it. And that's what music does for people. Everyone has a different story for these songs, and they're attached to a memory. And that's what this whole concept is about, making those memories live on and you know, well, thrive.
There's still the two big nights, and they're going to be massive memories. I mean, the shows are going to be huge. I want to know, we ask all of our guests, Jason, what's on the rider for the night? I mean, what's the list of things that you ask to have backstage?
Well, it does get a little crazy sometimes. You ask for some things that you're probably not going to get, but sometimes you get them, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's pretty regular these days. It's a few drinks and, you know, there's no... We used to ask for a brindle basset hound and an open fireplace. And, you know, four smoking jackets and four cigars.
That's great.
But you don't want a lot of basset hounds.
No. Well, there's going to be a few in the audience, so, you know, but we won't talk about that, will we?
Yeah, that's right. But these days, it's more about what happens on the stage rather than what happens backstage for me. And that's where this show's incredible, you know, because it's a true celebration of music. It's about, you know, where we're at these days. It's about how we were built as people and as musicians in our own right. And you know, all the other guys that I'm singing with all have their own connection and their own stories to these songs. So, and when we sing them to you, you'll have your own connection to them as well. It's a really cool thing to be able to get up there and not sing your own music, but have a real connection to the songs like you do your own music. You know,
no,
I mean?
Doubt you'll make some brand new memories for people. And Heaven's Greatest Hits is only happening for two nights only. It's Friday the 15th of November at Memo Music Hall and Saturday 16th of November at the Wool Exchange in Geelong. And you can get your tickies at trybooking.com or austix.com.au.
But Jason, I want to know where the after party's on, because that's where I definitely want to come with all you bloody rock gods, you know. Yeah. That's where the fun will happen.
All on the gig. So it's probably safe to not come to the after party.
Look, we're so excited. We all know it's going to be a good time. Thank you so much for your time again, Jason, and we'll talk to you soon.
No, I can't wait. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.